Welcome, everybody, to the big call tonight. It's Tuesday, December 17th, and you're listening to the big call. Glad you guys could join us again. Welcome, everybody, around the world as we are only 8 days from Christmas. And I guess we've kind of got to get going if we're going to get this before Christmas, right? Well, I hope I can speak to that in my Intel segment, so stick around. Let's see what we can do. In the meantime, let's pray the call in, and then we'll go to Sue for what will be another wonderful, stimulating call and teaching for us tonight. Lord God, we just want to thank you so much for everything that we have to go through, even the not-so-pleasant times, even the hard times. You've told us that all things work together for good to those who love you and those that are the called according to your purposes. Thank you for that and for what should be a wonderful opportunity for us to share tonight on the call and what will be a wonderful time for us to receive this incredible blessing. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. Well, I, for one, am excited about what Sue brings to us, as is Bob every Tuesday and Thursday night in the way of a teaching. And I know tonight will be no exception. Sue?
Thank you, Bruce. And I think this is a special teaching because I sense this is a time of completion for many aspects. And it's a time to raise your standards. It's a time to step into your royal supernatural self. And so this is going to be dedicated to everyone that is listening to this, to stepping into your divinity, your royalty, and your capacity to wear the highest vibrational robes of glory. He brings the best robe. In the story of the prodigal son in Luke 15, the young man left home with his father's inheritance and wasted all the money through partying and living wild. He eventually ran out of funds, and the only job he could find was feeding hogs in a field. He got so low, so desperate, that he had to eat the hog food to survive. He finally decided to go back home. He thought, "My father has servants who live better than me. I'll go back and I'll see if he'll hire me as a servant. Maybe I can get a job working with his staff." When he came home, his father was out looking for him and saw him a long way off. The father took off running to his son, hugged him, and kissed him. The son started in with his speech, "Dad, I know I've done wrong. I know I blew it." His father didn't let him finish. He said to his assistant, "Quick, bring the best robe in the house and put it on him. Put a ring on his finger and new shoes on his feet and kill the fatted calf. We're going to have a party." Now imagine that the son gets cleaned up and is wearing a new robe, new shoes, and the family ring. He doesn't look or smell like the guy from the hog field. He doesn't look like the son who blew his inheritance. This shows us the heart of God. Even when it's our fault, even when we bring the trouble on ourselves, God doesn't want us to look like what we've been through. He doesn't want you to live in the constant memory of the failure, the hurt, or the injustice. Whether you made the mistake or the forces of darkness are trying to stop you as they did the deranged man, God still crosses lakes, and he still says to bring the best robe. He still restores us to honor. You would have thought the prodigal father would say, "Fine, you can come home, but you need to feel sorrier and guiltier and make sure you know how wrong you were." The father didn't even talk to the young man about his mistake. You may have blown it and done things you're not proud of. You think you'll always be hindered by your past. Quit listening to the accusing voices. You're forgiven. You're redeemed. Now do your part and put on your robe of honor. Receive the mercy that Heavenly Father is offering you. If you shake off your guilt and keep moving forward, nobody's going to be able to tell what you've been through. People will say, "You mean you struggled with an addiction for years? You don't look it. You're clean, you're free, and you're helping others. You don't look like you went through cancer. You're strong and healthy. You don't look like you went through a divorce. You're happy and remarried with a great spouse. You don't look like you struggled having a relationship. Look at the love you attracted. God's dream is to bring you out better. You may have gone through things that are unfair. It looks as though you're at a disadvantage. No, get ready. God is about to do a new thing. God is crossing the lake. He's coming after you. He's running to you. If you stay in faith, I believe and declare that God is going to restore you to greater honor. Things are changing in your favor right now. Forces of darkness are being broken. Healing, vindication, your own choices to move into whatever you dream as your dream. Promotion and breakthroughs are on the way. You're coming out of that fire without the smell of smoke." That's our teaching for tonight.
Wow. Sue, that's one of the best teachings we've had that you found for us and brought to us. It's a beautiful teaching. It shows signs of forgiveness, of God's grace. It shows that even in the case of Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, put into the fiery furnace, which was made 7 times hotter than normal, even all that didn't burn them, didn't singe their clothes, and they didn't even smell like smoke when they came out, alive and well. But something that is not usually said is that there was a fourth person in that fiery furnace with them, in the person of Jesus Christ. That miracle was a miracle because of who Christ is in our lives and who Christ was in their lives, keeping them safe, keeping them from harm, keeping them from being burned. And I think what's so important is that we learn to have relationship with Christ, that we have right relationship with God through Jesus Christ. And that was the very reason that he came to earth so many years ago as a propitiation for our sins and as a substitute, as the perfect Lamb of God. And I just think that at this time of year, 8 days from Christmas, we just have to realize how important that relationship is for us and what we're called to. You know, you're all called. All of us are called. Not just me, not just Bob, not just Sue. Each one of us have a calling in our lives. And you say, well, who am I that, what kind of difference can I make? How can I do something meaningful? Look at Sue. She's one person. And look how many thousands of people she's affected with her teaching, with her classes, with everything that she's offered on the big call. Well, I'm just one person. Well, Bob is just one person. But look what Bob has done. If you go way back, Bob had 1,000 employees at nursing facilities in upstate New York. Look at him now. With boomers and creating opportunities for all of us to be fed with proper nutrition and healing and health, helping thousands of people, most from the big call and others that are not from the call, helping them daily with their situations, sacrificing time, resources to help others. He's one person, but he's doing the work of hundreds. Sue is one person doing the work of hundreds. Many of you have gifts, spiritual gifts, talents. You have abilities that are unmeasured yet. You haven't used everything that you have. You're not sure how you're gifted? Ask God to show you. Each one is blessed with a gift, at least one, and talents. So at this time of year, I'm going to request that everybody pray, speak to God. What is prayer? Prayer is speaking to God. You don't have to speak in some haughty voice and go, "Oh Lord, if it be thy will." Forget that. God wants you to be real. He wants you to speak to him just like you and I are speaking right now. Ask God what your gifts are. How can you help in everything that we've got moving forward with projects? We're going to change this world together, all of us corporately. And that's what I got from your teaching, Sue, tonight. Thank you for it. Bob, I said my thing. Thank you, Sue. Appreciate it. What do you think, Bob? What do you take from this teaching about the prodigal son?
Thank you, Bruce. And Sue, thank you very much. It's really awesome. I found a 4 foot high by 3 foot wide replica of the painting, The Return of the Prodigal Son, the other day. And it was as soon as I walked into this thrift shop, there it was, and I knew immediately it was Rembrandt's Return of the Prodigal Son. And so I now am making space for it in my time.
Wow.
And I have a photograph of the original from the Hermitage that I took in 1993.
Tell them where the Hermitage is, Bob. Tell them where it is.
The Hermitage Museum is in St. Petersburg, Russia.
Yep.
And this was in St. Petersburg. Proper part of the Hermitage is the southern part of it, which is Catherine the Great's Summer Palace, which is part of the Hermitage also. But the main part of the Hermitage houses the return of the prodigal son, the descent from the cross, and the Last Supper, all Rembrandt's famous paintings. The originals are all in the same room in the Hermitage.
Wow.
And so, as you were talking, I could see the picture in my mind, Rembrandt's, vision of what the reunion looked like, and the emotion in the face of the father, and the deep love from the father to his son, who was lost and then found, and the intense kind of bowing down, on his knees, the son on his knees, receiving his father's love, but at the same time having this shame about him. But you could feel from looking at the painting the immense gratitude that the son has for the type of reception from his father. It was not in this painting, it was not so much about the robe and the ring and the feast, but just the simple touching of the father to the son's head and blessing him and welcoming him to come home. And it shows a struggle also, as the teaching said, to receive the mercy. And, you can see the struggle of the son who's wants to accept mercy but has the shame at the same time. And it reminded me that we too can struggle with receiving God's mercy through all of our mind stuff and negative talk sometimes, and the shoulds and shouldn'ts we have in our mind and our belief systems, and how we might compare ourselves, to others in a way that is not healthy or helpful. But if we can focus on the only comparison that really matters, which is not a comparison at all, but rather a piercing through the fog of the shoulds and shouldn'ts, to only focus on the mercy of God as it is all around us and within us. And if we can feel it and accept it through this cloud of mind stuff, we can then begin to elevate ourselves, to the realm completely outside of the morphic field of mind stuff, and we can elevate into a realm of greatness. And beyond that world, outside that mind stuff world, we can then become over and over again a new you, a new us, the ideal us that we can envision for ourselves as the light beings that we truly are.
So beautiful.
Well said, Bob. Well said. That is beautiful. I'm glad you made those comments like you did, Bob. Sue, this was a special teaching tonight. We've all heard the story of the prodigal son, but tonight somehow it went much deeper. How do you relate to this teaching tonight?
Well, I just want to acknowledge and honor what you did with the teaching, Bruce, and what Bob just did with the teaching. I was an art history major, Bob. I never got to see the Hermitage live, but I spent 4 months traveling through Europe looking at all the great... It used to be in the 17th century, it was called the Grand Tour, to travel and look at architecture and art. And the art that I think we're all witnessing right now is the art inside of us. And I love what the teaching did. When I was reading it, where we slow down our teaching so that you can really absorb. Want me to get fancy? So you can absorb the feeling in your nervous system, the emotion. And think about that passage where see and envision and identify yourself with the love of a father that loved and welcomed back. It could be the love of a father. It could be the love of a mother. It could be a love of a partner slash wife, significant other, that welcomed back because of the greatness of their love. Welcomed you back. Welcomed you back into oneness, welcomeness, non-judgment, with such honor. Can you imagine that feeling flooding you right now? And thinking about, just like Bob said, the mind stuff is not letting your mental clutter, your left brain, outer, judgmental, all those things from the world and society that is separated from love. And when you go into the purity of that love, that transcendent, pure state, that's what made that teaching so powerful. It wasn't an intellectual exercise. It was merging into the state of having experienced a love so liberating, so pure, so powerful, that if you were really taking that in, you could be healed from, very powerfully healed from the vision of that, the oneness with that, and the merging with that state. I suggest you merge and imagine that you're in that scene and it's your mother or your father or someone that comes and says, I made a mistake. This is what I want. To have the courage to love that deeply. So that's why I love that teaching. I thought it was very powerful at this time of year. And I think we're all the sons and daughters of the greatest love in the universe. And that's why I love both of your comments. So those are my thoughts.
Thank you, Sue. Thank you. That was wonderful. Very beautiful. And I think you're on a great concept, you know, sons and daughters of the Most High God. And we're just in a beautiful time of the year. So let's do this, Sue. That was wonderful. Thank you for that teaching. And Bob, your comments were great. Oh, man, l'Hermitage, right, Sue?
Mm-hmm.
Be a great destination one day, huh?
I think so.
Bob's got a big time head start on us, but we would certainly appreciate that, yeah. So tell me, Sue, this is our time when we go to praise reports and prayer requests. Because at this late stage of the game, we just never know, and we don't want to leave any prayer requests out, and we don't want to leave any praise reports out.
Right.
So,
and we better get started because I'm looking at the time, and we've got a bunch of prayer requests.
Okay. So, well, you just go for it.
Yeah. I remember the conversation we had earlier this week. I'm just giving you a heads up. Please say a prayer for me. This person's name is Sherry. I need neck surgery, and I'm suffering tonight. Two of my daughters constantly hurt my feelings because of the sorrow in this currency exchange. They do not believe any of it, and I've tried so hard with them. Thank you, Lord, for Bruce, Sue, and Bob. I'm going to miss y'all. Lord, bless them all. Love you all. So let's everyone merge with that image of the prodigal son and imagine that it was even elevated. And it was literally the expansion and light of Christ and the love of God falling over all these prayer requests and praise reports tonight. And we're going to pray for you, Sherry, that understanding how it hurts to have children or people that are not in resonance with you when you feel this close bond is a very important to acknowledge. But realize that you're standing in the awareness of the light of the truth of this happening. And just let that flood you with the amazing miracle that you know about this and that you can hold your heart open for your children. And they're going to have to accept it eventually. And so let that light dissolve all your hurt feelings, all your pain. Let anybody that's hearing this, because of Sherry, thank you for bringing it. It's a very common thing. Feel not your distance in your earthly relationships. Feel your oneness with the light of Christ and the higher energy of that love. And be surrounded and healed in that. And concentrate on that and celebrate that and strengthen that. In the name of Christ, we say amen.
Amen.
Let's see. We have Carl. Please pray for his adoptive mother, Julie. She just had a heart attack a couple of weeks ago, and he's hoping to be able to take better care of her. So for anyone, this is for you, Carl, and your adoptive mother, Julie. And we love that you have such a devotion. And I want to speak to the men that love their mothers. The men that were blessed to have the love and the tenderness and the deep reverence for the divine feminine in their mothers and care so deeply. Imagine that light and that devotion was spreading throughout the earth, and that the separation between mothers and sons and daughters and fathers and men and women were healed, and that everyone was caring for each other, not as separate, but as unified hearts in prodigal love. In Jesus' name, we say amen.
Amen.
We have another. This is a person that is in hospital in Sardinia, Bruce, waiting for intestinal surgery. And what's amazing, if you can all see this, I want you to imagine seeing the light of the big call that can be anywhere from 18 million up to, I think, our most we heard about, is about 24 million. And what's unique about this, think about this. That is specifically for currency holders. It's not random. We got that information. Think about what that means. Think about 24 million people, like the people that are feeling distant from their family, And their influence when this goes. Imagine that we're helping this person in Sardinia that is holding that higher light. You can't be in the currencies without being anomalous. It's anomalous. It's literally there's a thing called anomalous cognition, things that are beyond the norm. The courage, the light that Sardinia Aurelio was sending, knowing that he might get his prayer request, or she, I think it's a he, read, is so phenomenal. And that's what every single one of us have done. Intense courage to walk alone and not believe in what everyone is believing in. And to keep your heart open and to do whatever you had to do. We see that Aurelio and everyone listening to this call tonight is blessed with the purest, most profound, everlasting upliftment and strength. And we see you healed, Aurelio, and getting into med beds or whatever you're going to get exposed to, but you'll be just fine in Jesus' name.
Amen.
And then let's do one more. From our genie. Happy third week of Advent. December 15th to the 21st is lighting the one and only pink candle on the wreath, which symbolizes joy and celebration. The third week of Advent reflects the joy that comes through Jesus' arrival and through the salvation he had gifted us. The phrase from Philippians 4:4, rejoice in the Lord always. Again, I will say rejoice is often associated with this Sunday and the pink candle. Think about that, everyone. Make rejoicing a practice. 4 days until first day of winter, 12/21/24. 8 days until Christmas, 12/25/24. 8 days until Hanukkah, 12/25. 9 days until Kwanzaa, 12/26. And 15 days until New Year's, 1/1/25. That's just amazing.
Yeah, 15 days.
Oh, gosh, we're going to take a deep breath on that day. Right, Brother's Day, Tuesday, 12/17/24. The day commemorates the first successful flights in a mechanically propelled airplane. National Maple Syrup Day, Canada, Tuesday, 12/17/24. It's time to enjoy some smooth, silky, and sweet maple syrup. Flake Appreciation Day. Wednesday, 12/18/24. Wow. Check this out, Bob. This Flake Appreciation Day, let's appreciate the lovely, distinctive, and naturally occurring snowflakes. Could it be cornflakes? I mean, I didn't know where it's going.
Bake. I knew where it
was. I know. It's just bake. Why didn't it say Snowflake Appreciation Day? Bake Cookies Day. Wednesday, 12/18/24. Cookies are more than just a baked treat with generations bonding over it. We're thankful for our family, friends, the Big Call platform, all the leaders, millions of listeners, RB Getting Closer, Debt Jubilee, R&R, MedBeds, and Staying Together. That's beautiful. Until the 800 numbers. May everyone be blessed. Through Jesus Christ, amen and amen. Everyone have a safe and blessed week. Jeannie.
Thank you, Jeannie. Thank you for that. And those reminders, we'll cover them in my segment. And, no two snowflakes are alike. Each one a different six-sided geometric pattern. Amazing. Think of the billions and trillions and quadrillions and quintillions of snowflakes that fall in a snowfall. It's amazing.
It's fun to think about. Just like us.
Yeah, exactly. Well, Sue, I'm ready to keep going. And thank you, Jeannie, and thanks everybody for sending in those. I was thinking about Sardinia and Aurelio. Io non posso parlare italiano tanto bene, ma io posso intendere di tutti quanti, vero? And so, this is a special time of year, guys. We're coming into what should be an amazing, amazing Christmas season for us. Hanukkah, Kwanzaa, everything. It's going to be, we're getting close. We are really getting close, 8 days away. Thank you, Sue, for those excellent, excellent prayer time and praise report time with Jeannie. So why don't we get into something original, something new, something that we can take and really concentrate on and think about and get into our hearts, get into our spirits from what you're going to tell us tonight in your segment.
Well, we finished Out of the Shadows, which became a two-session class instead of a three-session class. And I think I'm going to read two testimonials. And okay. I think there's some interesting revelatory understanding that I want to share with people. And wanted to thank you, Sue. What a privilege to be part of your beautiful teachings and learning from you, and to do this with such a wonderful group of people. This has been one of the best experiences of my life. I've learned so much from the classes and from others who were part of your classes. I really feel such a connection in my heart with everyone. I'm so thrilled and blessed how these classes have helped me. Sending much love to all, Sherry. And here's another one. Dear POD, which stands for People of Divinity, I'd like to take a moment to thank all of you. It's been amazing to be included in and be accepted by such an amazing group of people. As we near the end of this segment of our joint journey, I'm sending love to each and every member of this beautiful POD. Also sending a big group hug. B. And so, what's powerful about this, and I think we were feeling it in the prodigal son, we were feeling it in the connection to the 24 million listeners, playing with integrated, you know, what we did before the call started, is that I think we're all going home. Home and away from the ghetto thinking. Poverty, the scarcity, the separation, the lack. Imagine the abundance of that father. Imagine the abundance of the prodigal son. Imagine the abundance of that man that wants his mother to be healed. Imagine the abundance of hearing from another member of the POD that writes and says incredible things about the teachings and shares appreciation and shares love and shares celebration. Imagine the abundance that you're going to have when you're not focused on the money, you're not focused on the outside, you're focused on the enormity, the miracle of walking through step by step, breath by breath, and getting to the other side where the blessing and the light of the blessing is the thing you're concentrating on. The light, the miracle, the numinous, the awe. Here's what I want you to do. Focus now on the feeling of awe. You're literally in the middle of awe. And what I have been so lucky to experience is being in a group of people that were willing to step into awe, willing to step into. I said to the call last night, Bob and Bruce, I don't think I've ever experienced the energy of such pure love and connection, like peaceful, beautiful, sovereign, distinct, but incredible. It was like you could see everybody. There were like, I think, 20, 21, 22 of us. Some were absent in our group last night. Mm-hmm. And the feeling of unity and radiance and beauty. I hope that as you're hearing these words, you get an infusion of that possibility. I remember being a little girl, and I'm going to wrap it up, Bruce, so you don't get worried. I remember being a little girl, and my mother was telling me I was too loving. It's pretty funny. But I always had this feeling that I wanted to walk out the door and feel like it was a loving world. And I think we're gonna live in that. I people that know me that I get to tell this about, I get to walk outside my door and I feel like I'm in a Disney movie. Because people wave hello, say hello, come up. It's all about what you choose to contemplate. And if you're contemplating that greater love and the light of Christ and Christmas, and that if you believe it's possible to live in awe and still be grounded and functioning, Bruce knows. We talk all, he knows that I'm doing a lot and yet still in awe. That's possible for people. That's what I hope for everyone on this call, is that you get to embrace your capacity. Very famous neuroscientist, Mario Beauregard. Elevated emotions like awe and wonder, that's where we're going. So, if you'd like to experience, that's just an appreciation of the beautiful people of divinity, the pod, all the people that are listening to this message. Hopefully you're picking up and being a little saturated with that frequency. And the next opportunity for you to step into awe is going to be your experience. Well, every moment is your opportunity, but a major breakthrough would be the med beds. And so I'm just going to put it out there. I don't know what we can promise to you about delivering on it, so I want to be very transparent, depending on what Bruce says. But if you'd like to just get close to the possibility of the MedBed 100 program, where we take you through 65 different organic, holy possibilities that have been scientifically researched over 26 years, that you could add. You want to learn how to walk through the interview. You want to learn how to select what you want. And you want to experience what it's going to be like when you're going to be in groups of people. And this is very important and significant. That are pioneers of awe. You'll get that on the pod when you listen to the recordings. Just send us an email to integratedminds@hushmail.com and just put MedBed 100. And please, we've got about 8 invoices out and we haven't heard back from any of them. It's so weird. But just keep an eye on your mailbox, you know, 2 or 3 times a day and just look for it. We will not be sending it out after the 100 numbers come, because we have to move into the next leg of our journey. So I'm just going to say thank you to all the people that we've had the privilege of working with world-class presentations, over 70 different courses. Bruce, we recalculated.
Cool.
It's just been amazing. Yeah. So thank you to everybody. And I guess that's my segment for tonight.
Well, that's tremendous, Sue. Yeah, the idea of having the MedBed 100 is $100 for the 2 classes, approximately 3 hours or a little more maybe of discussion and questions and answers. It had been very, very well received, and you might have a little bit of time left to get that. So I'm going to suggest that if that's of interest to you, which it very well should be, that you get in touch with Sue. integratedminds@hushmail.com. $100 and payable by PayPal if you have the account. Otherwise, a PayPal invoice would be generated that you can use with a credit card or debit card. So thank you, Sue. That was really, really spectacular. Thank you so much for that. It's just quite a history of things that we've shared on this call. I'm still thinking about Sardinia. I'm thinking about the prayer requests and everything else. I hope I can bring everything I'd like to tonight in the Intel segment. But now, let's go to Bob. Bob, we've got a week, well, let's call it 8 days before Christmas. We're in the best sale of the year for Boomers. Several different opportunities. What would you say to the sale, and what would you say about any testimonials that have come in recently?
Thank you, Bruce. Yeah, so today is the 17th, so we're only a week away from Christmas, and our sale is like, it's in full swing now, meaning everything we're going to put on sale is on sale. And so what we did when we started in November, we put certain things on sale, then we added some things. Then we improved the sale of the first things that were on sale. Then we added some more things. So over the course of a month, we kept improving on it. And now it's at its peak. And we had recently added a bundle that is, it's an herb bundle that some people will want to get to have these products in their herbal medicine cabinet. And some people want to take these products every day or a mix of the two. So what it is, it's ashwagandha, which is really, really great for keeping people's minds calm. And during the holidays, that can be very helpful, as there's lots of busyness and traffic. And the other one is turmeric, which is really great for your inflammation and many other things. And olive leaf extract is really great for your immune system. And what we did with this, Bruce, is normally if you were to buy those three, the individual price for the three together would be $119.85. And we put it on sale for
$59.95. Wow, that is
so it's half price.
Yep, that's right.
And then if you're on our on sale page on our site, you'll also notice that we have a 25% discount on all of our most popular products, including Boomer Boost and Gladiator Barley, Heirloom Barley, Lignans, Probiotics, Collagen, Resveratrol, Good Night Formula. You can get, it's already priced really low, and now you can get another 25% off. All of our health systems, the total health systems, both the refill systems and the starter systems are on sale. And what most people are doing, we find, Bruce, is they go ahead and get the 25% off, and then they add it to their subscription, and you get an extra 10% on top of that. And plus, you're going to get free shipping, and you're also going to get a free shaker bottle when you add it to your subscription. And so all those things are on sale, and we've had some of these products, Bruce, so Boomer Boost and Barley and our Lignans are three products that we've had since we first started the company 14 years ago. And we have people that have been buying these products every month for 14 years, including one particular gentleman who's a medical doctor in Pennsylvania, who was one of our very first customers, and still 14 years later is purchasing them every single month.
Terrific.
And we do have a few testimonials, too many actually, to read everything that came in since last week. But what's fun about these testimonials is people can send in their picture. It's really easy to do. And this lady sent in a testimonial about Myotrol. It was one sentence. It said, "Myotrol has been a major game changer for me in a very positive way." And she sent us her picture, and she's got this really interesting look on her face, and she's got this beautiful black hat on. And it's hard to tell what she's thinking, but it's interesting enough that you should go to the site and look at her picture.
Cool.
Here's a guy complaining he didn't get his order yet because there's a postal strike in Canada.
Oh, no.
And he can't wait to get it.
Okay. I know.
And here's a testimonial that I have to abbreviate and I have to change somewhat, because it's too descriptive in regard to medical issues that people probably don't want to hear about. But the general gist of this is that at the age of 78, this person developed a problem with their intestine that was really severe. Mm-hmm. And they went to the doctor, and they recommended a diet that he's changed to, and this and that. And then he said, after hearing on the big call about Myotrol and probiotics, I got them with my regular order. And he started taking those that he added to his order. And over time, the issue with his intestines went away. It took a few months, but all the issues he was having that the doctors couldn't help them get rid of were gone. And he also used to walk with a cane, and now he's starting to walk without using his cane. Mm. And he even went to his 24-hour fitness center last week for the first time in a while. And he says, thank the Lord, these products are working. Thank you mm-hmm. to everyone at Boomers. Merry Christmas.
Amen. Yep. That's great, Bob.
Yeah.
That's wonderful. Yeah. Wow. To not have to have the intestinal issues anymore, and the doctors couldn't solve it and fix it, and you know, you fixed it with premium probiotics and Myotrol, in addition to his other Boomer's products he was taking. That's amazing. It's terrific. And
yeah, we
no longer need a cane at 78, Bob. It's so big.
Yeah.
You have that freedom, you know?
Yeah. You know, when people have intestinal problems, they feel really sick, and they don't feel like doing anything except just lying on the couch, you know?
Mm-hmm.
So anytime that you can go from being that sick to feeling well enough to go out and about is a big, big change.
Yeah,
and we got another testimonial that I won't read the whole thing, Bruce, but it was about a woman thanking us for the Myotrol. She had had a problem with a very high heart rate, and now using the Myotrol, it's coming down and it's lower, which is, in her case, that's good. Some people are too low of a heart rate, but hers is now mm-hmm. coming down. And she said her husband's prostate issue has been getting better also from using Myotrol. So this is one of these things that I have to share all these things with Eric Kurtz, the inventor, because when he invented it, he didn't know all of the things it would do to help people. When you design something that's stimulating gene sets to help with genetic expression, because of the way that the genes are situated, and new ones are being discovered all the time. Just recently, new genes related to building muscle, even after the invention of Myotrol. So when you put things like this together, you don't know exactly which genes might be favorably expressed or suppressed. And in the case of what was going on with someone's intestines, it could be either or. It could have suppressed a gene that was causing the problem or helped to express a gene that keeps that mm-hmm. type of thing at bay. And so I'll be communicating to Eric the content of these testimonials. And one thing that we started doing, Bruce, was interviewing Eric and reading him testimonials and then having him explain what it is about the Myotrol that would help people with that type of an issue. And
right.
So very soon, we're going to be sending out an email to everybody that's on the Boomer email list to let them mm-hmm. see Eric answering these questions as we're reading testimonials. And a lot of them people have heard here on the Big Call, and now we're going to have a chance to hear from Eric himself the details about why Myotrol is helping people with these issues.
That's terrific.
And that,
great idea.
Bruce, is I saw the first one today that Raleigh put together for us.
And oh, yeah.
Really
uh-huh.
great. So he's going to start finishing up the other ones that we did in the first interview with Eric about this, and we'll
yeah.
continue on doing that. And it is 10:04. Bruce, and
all
that's
right,
it for
good.
Me for tonight.
Well, thank you, Bob.
So,
I appreciate that.
You know
that.
What, Bruce, just
yep.
one last thing. Just remind
sure.
people that on Christmas Eve and Day and New yep. Year's Eve and Day, we'll be closed.
Yep.
The office will be closed.
Right.
So if mm-hmm. people are, you know, interested in taking advantage of the sale and you need to speak to us, give us a call this week, you know.
Yep. Yep.
Next week
yeah,
on
before.
Monday. And so we can... make sure we help you, you know, on the days that
right.
we're there.
Right, because Christmas being Wednesday next week, you'll be closed Tuesday
yep.
and Wednesday of next week, and then Tuesday
yep.
and Wednesday of the following week for New Year's. So
yep.
Monday would be the last chance to talk to somebody, but they can still order online
oh,
any
yeah.
day. and the orders will get processed when everybody's back in the office and ready to go. Well, Bob, that's super. Thank you for that. And I'll tell you, the way to get to Bob's website is to go to bigcalluniverse.com, and that's my site, bigcalluniverse.com. When you get on that site, you'll see a banner at the top that says Boomers. That's a direct link to Bob's website. So you click on it, it'll take you right in, and you can go to the product page. You can see the on sale menu drop down. You can see all the products that are on sale. You can learn about what Bob is talking about in terms of podcasts, YouTube archive broadcasts in the footer of the page. And, go ahead and check out everything with the subscription service. And that, you know, to take these products that are 25% off already and take them and put them on a subscription service where you'll get them this order and then 30 days from now, another order, and then pick up an extra 10% by doing that. That's a great, great way to increase your savings, get free shipping, and get a free shaker bottle, which that's a really good thing to have. So, you know, this is a time when you can take some of these products and Good Night Formula. If you guys are having trouble sleeping, man, it works. It works great. I take it an hour before I'm intending to go to sleep, just like Bob does, and boom, next thing you know, I'm starting to yawn, I'm getting sleepy, you know, and then I'm able to go to sleep and stay asleep. Now, listen, in the middle of the night, I'm not alone. A lot of us have to get up and use the restroom at night. But when I come back to bed, I'm able to just go right back to sleep and pick up my dream sequence or whatever. I mean, it's amazing. I had a three-part dream sequence night before last that was really great. It was a nice tennis dream, and it had some cool things in it. And I'll tell you, I love it. I think to have that and dream in color and remember your dreams in the morning and days later, think about them, it's pretty cool. I love that. So Good Night Formula is on sale, 25 off. That's a great deal, 25%. And that's a great buy. So let's get into the phone number, too, before I forget. The phone number to call is 800-861-4609. 800-861-4609. That's good 9 to 5, Monday through Friday, Eastern Standard Time, except not good on the 24th and 25th of December, and not good on December 31st and January 1st of next year. So just keep that in mind. But you can order online 24/7, 7 days a week, and they'll process the orders as they come in. All right, let's go into where we are for the RV, and I'll try to remember every detail I had intended to bring. Let's cover this aspect first. Jeannie mentions in her prayer and praise time, she mentions, you know, debt forgiveness, debt jubilee. We talk about R&R, restitution and reconciliation allowance. Restitution, reconciliation allowance. We talk about the increase in Social Security. Well, finally, a couple days ago, we spoke with our Social Security contact person that said, nope, Social Security increases will take place in January. And R&R will take place in January. Now, I'm going to cover what R&R is in terms of the three age groups. The three age groups are age 30 to 45. Let's just call that group one. 30 to 45, and they're going to receive their R&R in 36 months, 36 monthly payments. So 3 years of payments for that group that is aged 30 to 45. Now, from 45 to 60, that's our group two. They will receive 2 years of payments monthly, which would be 24 monthly payments, and that's how they're paid out. Now, I don't have the information on how they're going to be contacted to let them know their bank account information and so on. All that's to follow. The third group is age 60 to 100 and change, however old you are. Age 60 to over 100, that's the third group, and that group is to be paid a lump sum payment one time. Lump sum payment one time. Out over 11 years, one time payment. And it was supposed to be paid to the same bank account that you get your Social Security direct deposit in to. So that may be the same for everybody. I think that's what they're going to do. They know that already. They have that information. And then there was the thought of, well, wait a minute. We are going to have it in our Quantum account ready for us at the time of our exchanges when we go into the redemption center. Wait a minute. Not if R&R doesn't start till January, because we're planning on getting started right away, and I'll cover that in a few minutes. All right, that's a little bit, I'm unsure how that's going to work for those of us that have currency that are 60 years and older and will be receiving a one-time payment, lump sum payment. Okay? And it could be substantial, because all of this includes taxes that you've paid, includes, you know, income taxes, federal income, state income. It includes interest that you paid on credit cards, mortgage interest, bank loans. It includes the trading of your birth certificate as a tradable bond type instrument, birth certificate, death certificate in the case of a spouse. It includes a marriage license was tradable, and divorce decrees were tradable for some reason. All right, so all those are instruments that are traded. Those, we get those funds too. So all of that could be substantial. It's hard to predict how much it could be, but it could be substantial. All right, now let's go back. We covered that. Let's go back and let's go the other direction. Let's talk about Iraq. Iraq has come out with a new rate on the dinar, and it was just a hair under $8, and it was in-country rate, in-country, meaning in the country of Iraq. And it's a great rate, and on Monday morning, let's see, that's yesterday, wasn't it? Yeah. Monday morning at 9 a.m. Iraq time, they paid out all the contractors that were military contractors and contractors that are construction contractors. They paid them all out back pay that went all the way back to August. August, September, October, November, and December were all paid out yesterday morning, Monday morning, at 9 a.m. Iraq time at the new rate. Okay? So that's significant. That's significant. That does not include the hydrocarbon law proceeds, the HCL or oil and gas law proceeds. It doesn't include pension payments. Doesn't include retirement pay. All of these things are additional that show up in other accounts for the Iraqi citizens. The other thing about the new rate is Iraq had, by our total, from people on the ground in Iraq that we talked to, 158 countries came to celebrate, representatives of 158 countries came to celebrate, along with Iraq, their new rate last weekend, Saturday, Sunday, and they may still be doing it now. It could be continuing, but they're all very happy that the dinar rate is virtually double what it was just a few days prior. So that's great. We're happy for Iraq and all of the 158 countries that sent representatives, delegations to help celebrate this great move into sovereignty and into a new day for Iraq. Now, okay, so we've got Iraq. We've got our R&R and our Social Security thing handled. Here's my opinion. We're getting very close to the end of the year, right? It's 15 days, I think, until January 1st, if that's what I heard right from what Jeannie said today. I think most of the aspects of Nasara and even Jassara probably will start somewhere around the 1st of January, in that vicinity, next year, 2025. Now, I don't know that for a fact, and in fact, I'll say this. What's going on with the U.S. and dollar, even today, we heard that banking systems, computer systems in the United States were beginning to process the change from the USD, our fiat-based dollar, to our asset-backed dollar, the USN. USD to USN, beginning of that transformation is taking place starting today with banking systems, with computer systems that's happening. Now, here's another thing that I'm glad I was able to bring out today. I don't know very much about cryptocurrencies. My feeling and the people that we talk to, our sources, believe, why do you need crypto when you have Zim, right? Nothing's going to touch the value of what the Zim is worth now to us and what we bought it for. However, many of you out there in Big Call Universe may have XRP, cryptocurrency. XRP, in some way, is a mechanism that will allow the USN to come live, to be live. Has to do with the asset backing of our USN currency, our new currency, our new dollar, and the value of the XRP. Now, if you have XRP and you have a hard wallet, which is a virtual wallet, and you want to sell it or some of it, you can do it at the redemption centers when we go in for our exchanges. Those redemption centers will be buying XRP and giving the daily rate for it. That was all brand new to me in the last 2 days. So there is something to that. And if you want to hold it, if you have it, you just want to keep it, you know, for the investment aspect of it, you can do that. But they are offering to buy it at what we would call a favorable daily rate. So keep that in mind and bring that information for your virtual hard wallet and your XRP if you have it and want to sell it. Let's see, what else? You know, the timing of this thing is really interesting because we had been under the impression that we would, and this came in since our last call last Thursday, over the weekend, and a little bit more information today and yesterday and today, that we believed we were in the range to be notified and go on a modified, I'm calling it a modified shotgun start with Tier 3, the bondholders, and Tier 4 A and B. Remember, Wells Fargo does not distinguish between Tier 4 A and Tier 4 B. Tier 4 A we tend to call the Admirals groups, plural groups, and other groups like that. The Tier 4B group we refer to as the Internet group, and that's the group that I'm speaking to on the big call, and that's who those people are. And it's by far and away the largest group. It's not a private group, though. Remember, it's not my group, it's not Bruce's group, it's not the big call group. It is Tier 4B, the Internet group, okay? And they want us, obviously, to go to the redemption centers to get the highest rates. And some of the rates are distinctively higher for the redemption centers. Now, let's go back to where I was a minute ago about the idea of us being notified as early as today. Well, we did not get that, and it's getting later and later tonight. So I have heard, and we have confirmation, that emails have gone out to the bank's managers and to the redemption center leaders or principals, or they call them operatives. Those went out at 8 a.m. in the morning this morning. This morning is Tuesday, the 17th of December. Those went out at 8 a.m. Eastern Standard Time this morning. So that part is complete. We are under the impression that those have been received. And in those emails, we don't know exactly what they say. We don't have that. We believe that they have something giving the recipients an idea of when they are to receive calls. When are they going to receive appointments from calls so that exchanges can begin? And, of course, we're focusing primarily on the redemption centers and the redemption centers having appointments set up for us. Now, today, we also heard that our notifications to us, which are coming from Wells Fargo, with a toll-free number, we assume it's a 1-800 number, that number will come in an email to us that we're used to call the call centers and then get transferred to the redemption center that is closest to our zip code. Okay, well, how do they know what our zip code is? Because we enter that as part of our information when we give that, when we call in the 800 number, assuming we're to use a dial pad to put in some basic information about our currencies. Not the amounts, but just which currencies we plan to exchange. there'll probably be a numerical code to correspond with each currency or the main currencies. I'm not positive about how that's going to work, but that's what we've heard. So we'll see how that works. Anyway, when you set your appointment, you'll be transferred to either with a direct transfer or given another number to call to get to that redemption center that is closest to the zip code that you entered. Okay? Now, here's the other thing. The emails that went out this morning at 8 a.m. should have included the information as to when we are to begin notifying our call centers and letting them set the appointments for us with our help, okay? What I've heard is that we will get the emails that we're looking for, which would contain the 800 number, overnight tonight or tomorrow, and quite possibly wake up to those emails in the morning. And then once we read those emails, have a cup of coffee, have a cup of coffee first, then read the emails, and then call to set our appointment tomorrow, which is Wednesday the 18th. Now, that's 1 week before Christmas. It's cutting it close, but if that happens, and we hope it will, we believe it will, based on the information that we're getting from some of the Wells Fargo bond paymasters, should that happen, then we're off to the races and we're good to go. We set our appointments. The theory is that if we get our numbers overnight or in the first thing in the morning, we would set our appointment and be able to go and exchange starting tomorrow. That is the hope, the positive expectation of what should happen. So that is cutting it close because it's only a week before Christmas, but I think we'd all take it. And I think we'd all say, well, they made it. They wanted us. President Trump wanted us to have this before Christmas, and here it is. That's what I want to experience. That's what I want to say when I receive those emails. So let's hope that is the case. I think the USTN, or United States Treasury notes, the currency itself, is in the banks already, and it's also at the redemption centers. And they don't want us to take a bunch of that cash out, but we can take some. And the numbers keep changing on how much, so I'm not even going to go there. You'll find out how much, if you want some of the new currency, how much you can have taken from your balance. I don't know. I don't know that it matters. I think we can, whatever. The money that we have now, the USD fiat currency that we have now in our wallets and purses and so on, that will phase out over about a three-month period. And I don't know if that 3 months starts January 1 or starts before then. We think the new money is going to come out, I've heard, in about 2 weeks. Well, guess what? 15 days is the 1st of January. Are they going to bring our new USTN currency out after the 1st? And then we get access to it when we go into the redemption center for our exchange before then? I don't know what the answer is on that. We'll see. It's not a big deal either way. But the big box stores are leading the way in terms of removing fiat currency with two distinct drop boxes in the big box stores like Home Depot and Lowe's and probably some other ones like Walmart, etc. The big box, Costco's. These guys have a box for USD and a box for USN. And they'll do their drops in those two boxes based on which currency it is. And so it's not like we have to worry about it. It's going to happen, and we're going to be part of it, and we're going to use our USD or fiat dollar here in the United States until such time as they say, okay, no more. No more, that's done. So let's do this. I've given you the time frame that we believe we're going to have. I've told you some of the particulars. We know that the banks are in the process of upgrading and connecting with XRP and the USN and all of that, I think, started today and will continue. And we believe that we are to be notified overnight or in the morning and get this thing started for us. I'm excited about it, and I know you guys are very excited. And I'm hoping we can all have the kind of Christmas that we really want this year, now. So what I'm going to do is say thank you for listening, Big Call Universe. Thank you, SAT team, for putting the call out all across the globe. And thank you, Sue, for all your amazing help and your work for the last 9.5+ years. Thank you, Bob, for the same thing, your wonderful attitude and heart and the work that you've done for the Big Call over the last 9.5+ years. And Jeannie and Pastor Scott, GCK, all major contributors to the Big Call, the People of Divinity, the pod, for your support and continued learning in the classes that Sue has taught. And the one other thing that is still available for a little while are the MedBed 100s. These are what I call MedBed pop-ups. This is a $100 charge to get the two classes that were done on the MedBeds that Sue did last week, and to get those sent out as recordings by email that you click on the links, and you can listen to those at your own pace for $100. So that's called the MedBed 100. It's $100. You send an email to Sue, and better do it now, to Integrated Minds, INTEGRATED, Minds is MINDS, at hushmail.com. And in the subject line, put MedBed 100. And in the body of your email, just put that you either have PayPal or you'll take a PayPal invoice, and that you'll have your name and, if possible, your cell phone number, so if she needs to text you, she can text you, okay, to that cell phone. But everything's going to come by email. It's something that she can do, and I know she's got some that need to be sent out, and she'll send them out until we get the toll-free numbers. So continue to do that. If you want them, go ahead and send them out tonight. And I would just say, we don't know if we're going to have another call. We don't know if we're going to have a call Thursday, today being Tuesday, but let's see what happens tomorrow and see what happens, and then we'll just plan accordingly. This could be our last call, and then what we'll do is we'll send out emails to everybody that we have an email for that wants to be kept in the loop on what we're doing with our projects, which would be after the first of the year, of course. We might get a quick message or podcast out to you before then, but right now we're planning to send you something on our website creation and how that's going to work with Rebuild America, Rebuild International, Veterans Retreat Network, and Pastoral Retreat Network. Those are my four projects, and that's where I need the help. I need the help on Rebuild America and Rebuild International, and I hope we have at least 5,000 listeners that want to be part of that. And we'll let you know how you can be part of that. Okay? So I want to wish everybody a very Merry Christmas, a Happy New Year, Happy Hanukkah, Happy Kwanzaa, Happy Festivus for the rest of us. And I just think it's been a real joy to bring the Big Call to Big Call Universe for the last 13 years. And we're going to see what happens. Remember, I'm not in control of any of this. I only bring you what I hear. And that's what my job is, to bring you this information, and then hopefully we can all vet it and just look forward to this happening a week before Christmas. So let's pray the call out, and we'll move on, and we'll see what happens in the morning or tomorrow. Lord Jesus, we just thank you so much that this is a special time of year for all of us. Thank you for the perfect gift of salvation through the person of your Son, Jesus Christ. Thank you for allowing everything that we've been able to put out on the call. Thank you for this opportunity to receive a blessing, which is so great we can hardly contain it. And thank you for trusting us as good stewards of these funds to uplift humanity and raise the bar for everyone around the globe. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. Well, get those emails out to Sue right away. Everybody have a blessed night, and let's see what tomorrow will bring. Good night, and God bless you guys. God bless you.